This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss with us here in the studio with you. It's me, Ian.
Jay.
And Vincent.
I haven't mentioned this yet tonight, Vincent, but we are doing our Free Talk Live after show.
I was wondering.
This evening. We did one for the first time last week on Tuesday night. And it's Twitch only, which means that it will be free of FCC censors. There will be no FCC censorship, which means that if you want to say something nasty, then call in to the after show because you can do that. We can't tolerate it here on the actual radio show. But it'll be Twitch only as well, which means that we won't have any radio stations airing the program, so we don't have to worry about hurting somebody's feelings who's a program director or an advertiser or something like that. And it's Twitch only, so we'll get to pay more attention to the Twitch chat room and the things that are going on there. So that'll be tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern time, as soon as we're done here.
So I got a question. When I go on Free Talk Live,
yeah,
and I download the show...
From the website, freetalklive.com?
From the website, yeah. Because I want to listen to it while I'm traveling through no man's land, New Hampshire.
Right.
Will that episode include the after show?
No. At this time, we're doing Twitch exclusive. So the idea is to draw people to the Twitch channel.
Okay.
People who maybe haven't tried it out yet, haven't tried to watch us on there or listen to us there. You can stream live audio. You don't have to watch the video through Twitch. So if you're out and about, so you can play it back later on, but it's not a downloadable MP3 as of yet.
Oh, okay.
Maybe eventually we can talk about doing an audio version of that show, but I wanted people to have an excuse to come check out Twitch.
A lot of times, if I'm not able to listen to Free Talk Live, I generally download it, and then when I'm driving around, I listen to it in the morning or whatever.
That's the way most people do it. I mean, most people don't do live listening because they don't have to, because podcasts allows you to download and listen whenever it is that you want to. So you know, we wanted to encourage live interaction and make it so people could say things without fear of FCC censorship. So that's going to happen tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern time on twitch.lrn.fm. If you don't have the app yet, you might want to get it because it makes watching and interacting a lot easier. So if you're just tuning in, we were talking about this story from the Washington Post. Matt O'Brien, the very woefully uninformed to the point of dangerously ignorant on cryptocurrency, maybe purposefully misinforming, maybe actually telling lies, I don't know. But to actually say that after 10 years, they still haven't found a use for Bitcoin is obviously false and laughably ridiculous, which makes me wonder what else it is he's going to say here. So he says, the second part of his critique, aimed at retaining the cryptocurrency's value, the total number of bitcoins that will ever be created has been strictly limited in advance to preclude any possibility of their value being inflated away. But there's a problem, he claims. The reason bitcoin miners are willing to do the very real work of processing transactions is that they think the bitcoin they're getting paid with will keep rising in value. And what would make them do that? Well, the finite supply certainly helps. There are only supposed to be 21 million bitcoins that are ever mined. But at some point, there has to be more demand for them, too, which means that people have to actually start using them. Well, again, I got news for you. People are using bitcoins all over the place. Just because you're not aware of it means you haven't bothered to actually do an internet search.
Sounds like the wrong guy to write an article about Bitcoin to me.
Well, unless he's the right guy, because you want to write an anti-Bitcoin article that's full of ignorant misinformation that you want to, you know, then get syndicated on the major newspapers in the United States. This was in the Post, the LA Times, and who knows what other papers took it.
And who are the advertisers? And the big money funders for those media outlets?
Probably banks.
Right. They don't like Bitcoin.
But why would people use their Bitcoins, he says, when, just as we said, they think the price is only going to go up? They wouldn't. They'd just hold on to their Bitcoin as an investment and use their dollars for day-to-day purchases, which, of course, is more or less what has happened. And I'm going to give him that one. Okay? That's the only legitimate critique he's actually had so far. That is a problem. that people that you were talking about this earlier, Jay, that you have customers who have paid you with Bitcoin in the past, so you know they can and you know they have, but they've stopped.
Right.
And that's a problem, because it's a problem with a lot of the people in the world of Bitcoin, is that they believe in just holding on to the Bitcoin.
If everybody holds it, it'd be worth nothing. If there were no transactions going on, it would go down.
Right. Now, that's not to say you should spend all of your Bitcoin. You know, you can hold and spend Bitcoin. You can do both.
That's what I try to tell people every day.
And one of the ways you can do that is by buying the Bitcoin that you spend, buying it back. Meaning that if I'm going to hire you to do, you said you do snow removal. So if I hire you to do snow removal and I have X amount of Bitcoin in my Bitcoin wallet, well, whenever I spend whatever the amount is you're charging me to do, to do the snow removal, I then repurchase that same amount of Bitcoin that I've just spent. So therefore, my Bitcoin reserves do not go down, even though I've just spent it with you. Now, to some extent, that does require more effort, right? And, you know, I'm an activist, so I'm willing to put the effort into that. Many of us are willing to put that effort in, the effort of actually acquiring more Bitcoin. There are ways that you can do it to make it kind of an automated process. So without getting too technically detailed, because you do have to jump through a few hoops to make this possible. But I have a system set up where whenever I spend out of my personal Bitcoin wallet, there's a little website called Reload. It's reload.bitnik.eu, B-I-T-N-I-K. And they monitor my wallet because, again, it's a public ledger. So if you know what my wallet address is, you can take a look and see how much Bitcoin's in it. You can watch and see when I spend Bitcoin out of that wallet and to which other wallet it goes to. So this little script watches the wallet, and whenever it sees Bitcoin leave the wallet, it's got my crypto exchange information in the back end of this system, and it just places an order on the exchange.
Nice.
So I have dollars sitting on this exchange just waiting. Okay, so it's sort of loaded with dollars, and then when I spend Bitcoin, it just goes ahead and places an order, and then those dollars turn into Bitcoin again. And then I take the Bitcoin from the exchange, put it into my wallet. So I've taken some of the steps out of the sort of the reloading process, but I still have to do some of the
steps. Are those guys an advertiser?
No, but it's a great service.
So sounds like it.
The problem is you also have to have a cryptocurrency exchange account that takes dollars. And not everybody has that.
And then a bank account, which I don't have.
Right. So you need a bank account to send wire transfers to a Bitcoin exchange. And so there's some process involved in getting this started up. Maybe there are other ways to do this, Jay. I mean, there's all these, you know, really cool Bitcoin-related services out there that I don't even know
about. It's getting easier and easier every day.
Yeah. In fact, I mean, some places will let you order Bitcoin with credit cards. So it's definitely getting easier. So, but his critique is correct here in this particular case. It is a problem for Bitcoin people not spending their cryptocurrency. I'll give him that one. But that's not to say that everybody's holding. Obviously, they're not. If you can go right now and look at the Bitcoin transactions and see that every second there's a bunch of Bitcoin transactions going around the whole country or the whole planet. So he goes on here and he says, indeed, the total number of Bitcoin transactions hasn't increased at all in the last 2 years. Huh? What?
Jeez.
What is that supposed to even mean, it hasn't increased at all? That's ridiculous, and it's nonsense.
Does he cite anything?
No.
Like, no, it just says it?
No.
Where do you get that information from?
There's no citation whatsoever, and it's obviously fake, because I've sent Bitcoin transactions in the last 2 years, so therefore there's more Bitcoin transactions in the last 2 years.
And is he just a V-offer? Is he just a columnist, or does he have any sort of credential?
I don't know. You can look him up. His name is Matt O'Brien. O'Brien. So going on here, he claims, so people mine Bitcoin because they think mainstream adoption will make the price go up a lot more. But the fact that it's going up as much as it is means that it's not going to get adopted by anyone but the most fervent believers. It's getting hoarded instead. This in turn creates a natural boom-bust cycle that's been amplified by what a few academics say looks like repeated price manipulation. Well, again, that's all speculation. We don't know why the price does what it does.
This guy looks like such a pencil-neck soy boy.
The result is that since the end of last year, Bitcoin has been massively outperformed by the euro. Huh? Since the end of last year. Right. So if you ignore the entire decade of history of Bitcoin and you just look at the last year, then he's claiming the euro has done better than Bitcoin. That's if you ignore everything that came before December of 2017. Like the supermajority of the history of Bitcoin. So there's a little bit more here. Again, ridiculous Bitcoin hate piece in the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times, and probably more than that. Toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom. Unfortunately, some people are going to read this, and they're going to believe it. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us right here. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the rent. Is it going up? According to some numbers, Vincent says not only is rent going up, but you're getting less for what you're paying. What are the reasons for that? Is it just straight-up inflation, or are there other factors at work? We can get into that. We're talking about money tonight, specifically the world of Bitcoin, which some critic over at the Washington Post, who you describe as a soy boy, Vincent.
Tensil neck soy boy.
Matt O'Brien. Now, soy boys are males who have eaten too much soy, right?
Effeminate males, yes.
But the idea is the soy makes them into effeminate males.
Usually the culprit is soy. It also could be like BPA and plastic linings inside certain food products that work as estrogen mimickers. Yeah, I mean, I just took a look at the guy, and he just has, like, the look of a Poindexter. I know, it's, you know, it's important not to judge, you know, judge books by their cover, but this guy is posting.
Well, we're judging his words here.
Yeah, yeah, he's have all these lies and false truths, and he's just trying to deceive people. I mean, he's got either...
He's got an agenda.
Yeah, he's got to know. He can't be that ignorant. So
yeah, how could you make the claim that there's nobody spending Bitcoin? I mean, it's just so demonstrably false. There are a bunch of really cool... have you ever seen any of those Bitcoin visualizers?
Oh, sometimes,
on
yeah.
the internet? There's a bunch of cool ones. There's one that shows dropping balls that are of different sizes, and it uses like your 3D graphics card, and it's really a cool one. There's I'm trying to think of what some of the other ones are. There's the one Fiat Leak, where it shows all of the purchases that are going from fiat currencies into bitcoins and which countries of the world they're coming from.
That's cool.
Sort of in real time.
I haven't seen this yet.
Yeah. So just search for like graphical Bitcoin visualizer or Bitcoin visualizers, and you can see. Because, again, it's a public blockchain. You can see all of the action as it's going on. They're really, really cool. So the dude is full of it, but his main point is to try to claim that Bitcoin is a terrible investment, that it has lost in the last year 80% of its value. Not untrue if you just look at the last year.
He compares it to Venezuelan currency.
Correct. He says Venezuela is the only country in the world that has done worse with its currency than Bitcoin. And
which is like comparing apples to oranges. I mean,
it's like comparing an orange to a rotten apple.
Well, it's right.
Yeah.
First of all, that's true. It's apples to oranges. But secondly, even if it weren't, he's only looking at the last year. And if you look at the last decade, then Bitcoin is up significantly. Because remember, the first Bitcoin purchase was 10,000 Bitcoins for two pizzas. So, you know, you do the math. That's a fraction of, you know, cent for, you know, whatever it is for per Bitcoin.
Did that happen in Keene by any chance?
No.
No, it didn't?
No, that would have been awesome. It was, as I understand it, an online purchase. So it wasn't even, whoever it was that actually bought the pizzas wasn't even in the town in which the person who received the pizzas.
Oh, okay.
So somebody gave Bitcoin online to somebody, and then that person who received the 10,000 Bitcoins placed a phone call to a local pizza shop, used their credit card to then pay for the pizzas, and got 10,000 Bitcoins. So, I mean, if you want to look at the numbers there, you're talking about, what, $20 divided by $10,000 per Bitcoin? Yeah, that's less than a cent. That's two-tenths of a cent per Bitcoin. So that's your first Bitcoin price. Now you do the math. From two-tenths of a cent to $3,500 where it currently is today, that's a huge percentage increase. Again, I'm not ignoring the last year. I'm including the last year in looking at the full 10 years of Bitcoin.
That's like the price of Tron or Dogecoin right now, right?
Yeah, that is basically the price of Dogecoin right now, from what I understand. Actually, Doge is probably down, too. All the cryptos are down this last couple few weeks. So he goes on. He says, the result is that since the end of last year, Bitcoin has been massively outperformed by the euro, despite the fact that Europe's central bank has been printing money that whole time, badly outperformed by the Turkish lira, despite the fact that the country's central bank has been forced to keep interest rates inappropriately low by the regime, and has only modestly outperformed the Venezuelan bolivar, despite the fact that the Venezuelan central bank has been irresponsible on the kind of world historical level that we haven't seen since Yugoslavia in the 90s or Zimbabwe in the early 2000s. That's true. It's a true statement about Venezuela. I mean, it is an absolute mess, and the hyperinflation's insane. But he's just straight up being very dishonest with his portrayal of Bitcoin. He finally says, now losing a little less value than the worthless currency of a bankrupt government run by an economically illiterate drug cartel has Venezuela's ruling class has also gotten into the cocaine trade, he alleges, might not seem like much of an accomplishment. That's because it isn't. It's something that everyone, even countries like Turkey that are undergoing currency crises of their own, have managed to do. And at the very least, Bitcoin has too. So maybe some sort of congratulations are in order. Bitcoin is a better store of value than the worst store of value that there is. Pretty brutal. Very unfair. And that's fine. Look, if Bitcoin's price goes down, all it is a buying opportunity. Ain't nobody out there buying the Venezuelan Bolivar, and nobody out there is buying the Turkish Lira, and nobody out there is interested in buying these state currencies unless you go to the country and you have to buy them, right? What people that you know actually spend time buying and trading government monies? They exist. People like that do exist in the world.
I've never met one in my life.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of crypto traders.
Right. It's just a crapshoot. I mean, it's a crapshoot on crypto.
Yep.
But it's harder to get into buying the foreign currencies. Where do you go to begin? I have no idea. What, do you go to the bank? Do you go to some sort of currency exchange?
Yeah, sometimes you go to a bank, like if you want to get like Canadian dollar bills, they have to order it. So like, let's say I want to go to Bank American Keene, we're going to have to order physical Canadian paper money.
How long does that take to get to you?
A week?
2 weeks? Something
expensive.
Like that?
I used to buy a lot of Canadian money, and after I used to buy it on the Canadian side of the border when I go up there and buy hay.
Yep.
And I found a guy one day, he was buying American money, and I was like, dude, let's just do this outside in the parking lot. And that's how I started doing it after that, because we would just swap even.
Avoid the fees.
Because I paid like 7.5 and he paid like 10 or vice versa. So like basically the bank was making like 25 cents or 22 cents off each dollar that we traded.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah.
20%?
Between the two transactions.
Right.
I think I
paid. So 10 on one side, 10 on the other,
yeah,
basically?
Yeah, sometimes. It was never the same. Every time I go to the same bank, it was always like a
different rate,
and you know. But I guess it was based on market fluctuation and which way currencies were going, is what they told me.
So. Right, and okay, so yeah, you can get a Canadian currency after you wait a week and pay 10%. You might be able to get some Canadian currency. What if I want to get a currency from a country that's not immediately adjacent to me? What if I want to get, you know, a Russian ruble?
Well, you'll probably get arrested for asking.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, the idea of trading these where do you get a euro from? You know, is that something you just walk into the bank and order that too? Maybe, but you know, talk about the time you've got to spend. Talk about the effort that you've got to put into that. And again, it's all speculative there anyway. You don't know whether the euro is going to rise against the dollar or the Canadian dollar is going to fall against the Mexican dollar or whatever. You have no idea.
They do have currency exchanges in the airport. I saw one.
That's correct.
Atlanta Airport. I was there last week.
And I imagine you can get a few different currencies there.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of them listed.
Right.
I wanted to go talk to them about Bitcoin, but my wife's like, let's go.
Some people do Some people do engage in currency speculation. Like, I think George Soros became famous in, like, the 90s because he crashed the London pound, or the British pound.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Whether it's crypto or the rent, we're going to get into rent prices. And, Vincent, you've got some sort of information about that on the way here. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There was a scare at Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, an alert went out about an active shooter, but it was a mistake. Only very few people knew it was a drill. Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger of Maryland was among those taking shelter on the campus of Walter Reed.
I was walking in the halls, and all of a sudden, people who worked in the hospital told us to get in this back room, and about 40 of us went into a back room.
A Pentagon official says a drill was being planned, and someone accidentally triggered the alert. That news never made it to Ruppersberger.
They never told us anything other than the shooter is no longer a danger. We left the barricaded room, and we went back in the hallway, and they said, nope, you got to go back in again. It's still active.
Ruppersberger is now promising a congressional inquiry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here on the radio if you want. So the number is 855-453, like freedom, with you tonight. It's Ian.
Jay.
And Vincent.
855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. What's Discord? It's our chat server. It's there around the clock, before, during, and after Free Talk Live. You can go there and join some of the co-hosts of the show. I know, Vincent, you're in there fairly often. I'm in there pretty much every single day. And then there's listeners that you might be familiar with, like, you know, Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's there a lot. A lot of our callers, they hang out in the chat room and chat with one another. And there's also voice chats where sometimes people will participate. Usually it's the text chat where you'll find most folks. But it's all free, so get on over there to discord.lrn.fm. Something else that's free is the Tom Woods Show podcast. Tom Woods, of course, a lot of libertarians got to know him during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He's a New York Times best-selling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. He's been doing his own show since September of 2013. Over 1,200 episodes exist so far. Lots of great topics that libertarians will enjoy and guests, including folks like Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano and more. Go to TomWoods.com. Or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. So, Vincent, let's change gears here a little bit. We're still talking kind of money-related stuff. We covered a lot of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin critique, Bitcoin-related news here tonight. But you wanted to talk about something more people have in common, paying the rent.
Yep, everyone needs a place to live. So we have here from CNBC, apartments are getting smaller, but renters are paying more. Apartments are getting smaller in much of the U.S., even as rents are rising. The average size of a newly built apartment in 2018 is 941 square feet, which is 5% smaller than it was a decade ago. For studio apartments, the change is more pronounced. They're 10% smaller. Rents,
wow,
on the other hand, have jumped 28% during the same time period, according to RentCaf, a nationwide apartment searching website.
That's interesting because, you know, we've seen this happen in the world of the grocery store, right, where I was in the grocery store just recently. I noticed there was, just didn't seem like the orange juice container was quite as wide as it had used to have been. And I looked at the amount of ounces on it, and it was a 52-ounce container.
48-ounce.
Down from 64.
48-ounce containers of ice cream. No more 64. No more half gallons ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been cutting that for years. Yogurt used to be 8-ounce. Now you can't find one that's more than 5.2.
At Chili's Bars and Grills, it used to be 2-for-20 deal. Now it's 2-for-25.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation.
Yeah, inflation, I think, is the primary culprit of this, which is, again, the government increasing the money supply, printing out more money, and therefore prices tend to go up as a result.
But Ian, I learned in school that inflation is good for the economy.
No, it's definitely not good. But go on with the story.
Changes in renters' living habits are literally redrawing floor plans, wrote Nadia Balintas, a senior marketing writer for RentCaf. The largest share of apartment dwellers, millennials, prefer living in locations close to restaurants and entertainment rather than having a large kitchen or living room to cook or entertain at home. Higher rental costs today, however, have millennials looking for savings by renting smaller units, and developers are clearly responding. Micro units are becoming more popular, following on the tiny house trend, as millennials tend to be more environmentally conscious than previous generations. So I guess we're calling austerity environmental consciousness now.
Well, if I were going to get, look, I don't blame somebody for wanting to be in a tiny house. It keeps things simple. I like the idea of the small houses just because I don't want to clean a big house. You know, like it's, you don't have as much stuff. You don't have to worry about as many things going wrong. You know, things that break, there are a few of them to break if the place is smaller, so like I get it. I can understand why people would want that.
Well, but not only are they paying off another guy's mortgage, we're also paying more for less.
Oh no, I was just talking about living in a tiny home. Now you're talking about the idea of renting versus owning.
Apartment developers are supplementing the smaller units by adding more common spaces to their buildings in which residents can both work and entertain. So basically, apartments are turning into dorms now.
Yeah, why would you want to go outside of your apartment to work? You're just going to get distracted.
And that's been a big thing in China for years, just dorm
common
style.
Space
dorm
areas?
Style living. Yeah, China, Korea, you know, in the cities where, you know, people are basically all living in dorms.
Now, you've actually, for your first time, Vincent, have moved out of the dorms. Yes. You were living in a dorm at the Keene State College here in Keene. This is your first year in college where you are no longer in the dorms, and you've moved into a real apartment.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, it's higher, it's really high, I'd say, for rent in terms of what, you know, of what you get or into town. I mean, I like the place.
Can you even calculate it? Is there even a way to know what dorm living costs?
Well, yes, there is a way, but they add a bunch of fees to it. So one, versus like the cost of living, then you have to buy a meal plan if you're living on campus.
Right.
Then you have to pay for the damages of the entire building. So the entire building...
So if some drunk fool destroys something, they charge everybody.
Oh, absolutely. If they do tear a poster, if someone tears a poster off, that's like a $10 vandalism charge. So let's say there's 170 people living in a dorm.
So they ding you.
Yeah, and so that might not sound that much, but like if someone vomits, that's like $100 charge to clean up.
Send somebody to clean it up.
Charge
everybody.
And it happens every weekend. At some points, every weekday or every weeknight now, and it just adds up into the point where, and you can't dispute it. You can't dispute any of it.
Sounds like a good way to create a snitch society.
For sure.
And so I'm paying for the apartment I'm living in, I'm paying pretty much the same as it would be if I lived in a subpar dorm on
but
campus.
You have more space and you don't
privacy.
Have a roommate.
And yeah, I have privacy, I have more space, and I don't have to worry about these babysitter RAs giving me a hard time.
How are the neighbors compared to the college kids, like your neighbors in the apartments?
Are they
quiet?
Oh, yeah, for the most part, yeah. I've had had no problems. Like back in when I lived in a dorm, you'd have drunks coming in screaming and crying at like 2 a.m. It was insane. And like people would just play music on speakers so that like you could hear the walls vibrate. It was people would vomit and it was terrible.
Oh, and then the shared bathrooms too.
Shared bathrooms. People would smoke cannabis in the halls and not very good cannabis anyways. Yeah. And it would just stink up the entire place. It was awful. It was 2 years of hell.
So you've moved up in the world.
Yes,
then,
absolutely.
By moving to the apartments that you're in. Yeah. All right, sorry, go ahead with this. So they're saying they're cutting down the size of the new apartments. The one you're in is like, I don't know, probably 100 years old.
Yes, it is
old. But they're cutting down new construction and coming up with new ideas for using the space. Go ahead.
Across our 72,000-unit portfolio, we have seen an increasing demand for relatively smaller units, said Toby Bizzuto, CEO of apartment developer The Bizzuto Group. We attribute this to a lifestyle shift that is based on our residents' desire to be less encumbered by things.
Okay.
Our residents value flexibility and convenience and appreciate a thoughtful approach to unit design. Despite an apartment construction boom in the last several years, occupancy remains high and rents are still gaining. Yet rents are rising fastest for those who can afford it the least. Rents for low-end properties, defined as those with rents less than 75% of regional median, are growing faster than luxury rentals, according to CoreLogic. We've seen a slight uptick in rent prices over the past few months as strong employment growth continues, said Molly Buzel, principal economist.
Now, they're looking at the whole United States.
It appears so, yes.
Okay.
The strength stems from the low to middle price tier, which has seen monthly average growth of 3.2% since January 2018. All real estate is local, and so are size trends,
right,
apparently. Overall, including old and new apartments, the Southeast has had the largest units in the nation, while California has the smallest.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's got to be differences regionally and even city by city. So it's hard to make a statement, I think, generally about all of the United States. Because, I mean, if you go to a place like Detroit, where you can buy a house for a dollar, I suspect the rents there are pretty low.
And these heavily socialist areas like, you know, like California, so many people are moving out of there to, like, Texas. I mentioned Seattle. It's just all these centrally planned, big government, worse state worshipping, which is most of the U.S., but I'm talking about the really bad areas.
Well,
that's where people are leaving, and they have a list of places where people are leaving.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Seattle, because we talked about that previously on Free Talk Live. I think it might have been Jackie who was talking about that the other night, because she's from up that way. In Seattle, you got a situation where they are not allowing a lot of construction to even happen, and you've got companies like Amazon and other companies that are, you know, that want to move in there and they want to hire a bunch of people, but there's no housing for the people that they want to hire. So you either have to commute long distances to get into the city or pay way too much for one of the limited construction options that they have in the city. So in a lot of cases, it's government regulation that's driving these prices up too.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDOnly.com products are lab-tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDOnly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDOnly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDOnly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDOnly.com, your CBD superstore.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this radio edition of Free Talk Live. But coming up on our Twitch feed, twitch.lrn.fm at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, we will have what we're now calling Freer Talk Live because, well, we won't be encumbered by pesky FCC regulations and advertiser concerns. So, Jay, you didn't know it was happening tonight. You're welcome to stick around for it.
Thank
if you want to. It's up to you.
I'll hang out for a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So we just kind of wing it with that show. So check it out at twitch.lrn.fm if you want to join us there. And also, big thanks to Chris R., who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning he gives $5 a month to Free Talk Live via the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that is a way that you can get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live. If you like the things that we talk about, talking about inflation right now and the cost of housing and how the government is basically creating these situations where things get more expensive and you get less for what you're paying more for. That's what's happening, and housing is not just housing. It's also happening in a lot of different areas, and it tends to be one of the effects of inflation, but also regulations we were just about to touch on there. So thanks to Chris for supporting the show and all the other Free Talk Live amplifiers. You can become an amplifier with PayPal, with credit card, with Bitcoin BTC. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only podcast. There's special supporters rooms on our Discord chat rooms that you can get access to. There's the AMP-only Facebook group and more. Just go to ampamp.freetalklive.com. So, Vincent, you were continuing to tell us that. Now, where was the story from again? I'm sorry.
It was from CNBC.
CNBC reporting on the numbers, which are showing that across the United States, apartments are getting smaller. New construction of apartments getting smaller. Obviously not going to spend the money to tear down a wall in an existing apartment and then try to reorder an existing building. That would probably be too cost prohibitive. But when you're building new, you've got to decide, you know, how big do these units need to really be? And they figure they can just whittle them down and charge a little bit more for them, fit a few extra families or a few extra people into the same space, and make more money.
Or when you got a big old house in Manchester and it mysteriously burns and it was a three family, and then you put up like a seven family unit on the same footprint. It's all redone and they're all brand new apartments. Mm-hmm. Or they take these mill buildings and they make these studios in them. Those things are stupid expensive. They're like $1,800 a month, and they're like...
For a studio apartment?
Yeah, and the millsapartments.com or something is what they are, and it's like, whoa.
And it's not for families, Ian. For this, they talked about millennials. It's for miserable single people.
Oh, I see. Right, well, a studio, yeah, you couldn't put a family in a studio.
Not easily. California saw the biggest size decrease for newly built apartments, an average decline of 12% over the past decade. The Pacific Northwest as well as...
12% of square footage cut down, I presume?
Size, it just says size.
Yeah, so size. Okay.
The Pacific Northwest as well as the Northeast are next, seeing 10% decreases. Hmm. Only in the Midwest, where rents and demand are lowest, are apartment sizes increasing up to 1% in that time. Of the nation's largest cities, Seattle has the smallest apartment units with an average of 711 square feet. Manhattan and Chicago are second and third smallest. Tallahassee, Florida boasts the largest units on average at 1,000... And 38 square feet. Marietta, Georgia, and Columbia,
all
South
right.
Carolina.
We don't need the whole list.
While all types of floor plans are shrinking, new studio apartments are minimizing, most at an average of just 514 square feet this year. Studios also represent a shrinking share of the rental market, just 5% of all units nationwide. One bedroom,
Now, studio is what you've got, right? Where it's the kitchen. There's the only thing that's separate in your apartment is the bathroom.
Yes.
Everything else is kind of in the same space, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, I mean, as for just a single college student, that's all I need.
Yeah.
One bedrooms lead at 43% of a market, but their size is down 4% over the last decade. Two bedroom apartments have not changed much, just.
Okay, I think we get that. I think we get that.
Yeah, and then the article is.
Was there any analysis there as to why this is beyond our own speculation about it? Inflation / government regulations.
No, and from based on the quote they have from I think the CEO talking about how wonderful it is. It's environmentally friendly. It's for all these millennials. I think this is like a puff piece saying like, hey, folks, hey, slaves, hey, sheeple, get used to it.
Well, I think to some extent it's also. It doesn't come right out and say it, but I think the underlying message is these are these bad corporations. They're cutting down the size of the apartments. It's these evil, businessmen that are doing this. And if indeed they are responding to consumer demand, then that's one thing. That's the suggestion there in the article is that, well, the millennials want different things, so we're cutting down the size. We're adding these, we got a gym now that they can go to, the laundry room separate, and all this stuff. But I've really got to say, I think inflation's a big factor here. I think the fact that
property tax,
student debt, right? People can't buy a house if they have like $100,000 looming overhead since loans.
But still, I mean, presumably you would want to cut your rent down if you have debt, right? Rents are going up.
Yeah, they can't control that. I'm just saying that they need a place to rent. Whether or not they have student loan debt or not, they need a place to rent. These places are getting smaller. They're going to be forced to buy it or share or something. But they just can't. They have no other option.
Well, there's always another option for somebody who's creative, right? There was that story about the Google employee who was living in his van in the parking lot, basically. Did you hear about that?
There's a lot of people that do that.
Yeah. So
that's huge.
Yeah. So the idea was, you're not really spending a whole lot of time doing anything important at your house. The idea was if you're spending $1,000 a month or $700 or whatever it is on a studio apartment, that if you could live in a van, now in a place like New Hampshire, it's going to get cold. You probably can't live in a van. But in a place like California, where this guy was, Silicon Valley, is plenty warm there, right? So, year round, you're probably fine. So he's living in his car or van or whatever it was and going and taking a shower over at the Planet Fitness or something, right? So he had a gym membership for $20 a month, which gives you full access to showering facilities. So you can stay clean and then, obviously, you can't do any food preparation, so you can't save money on food. But if you're not spending $700 a month on an apartment, that's more money that you can spend on food.
And if you're working for Google at some big office place, they probably have a pretty nice cafeteria there.
Yeah. Yeah, at most of those campuses, as they call them, which I find just a silly word for a place to work. but they have usually they cover your food there.
Oh yeah, my dad back when he worked for a big company, he went to one of those campuses where it's basically like a warehouse, and they have like trailers and they have like video games and beanbag chairs, all sorts of kids stuff like ball pits.
This was when your dad was working? When was this?
It wasn't the company he was working for, but a client of his. He went to their...
Was this recent?
A few years ago.
Yeah, because I was going to say, this whole ball pit, play zone thing, it seems to be a more recent development, like within the last decade and a half.
Yeah,
right?
It was a few years ago.
Didn't that start with the tech bubble back in the day?
I remember a Simpsons episode back in probably sometime like the late aughts where there was like a somehow I think it was the Angry Dad or something. They had like a web series idea and they have a tech startup and it's all these cool things like people going around on pogo sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I first saw it. And then like I guess it's like reality. You know, they made a joke about reality and then like within a day their shares go to zero and then they have like tear all the copper wiring out of a wall. But yeah, the corporate culture is not what it used to be.
And a lot of reason that the housing market is so scarce is because you have these lobbyist organizations like the New Hampshire Realtors Association, who actually goes into the state house and lobbies for legislation that, like, you can't have a four-season campground. Or there has to be, you know, it has to be, like, so, for example, like, when I was looking for property a while ago, I'd see these properties, oh, this place is, like, $20,000. What is this? You know, because I'd love to buy a house that's, like, you know, trashed, really
and
cheap.
Fix it up.
So I'm like, oh, it's an actual double wide, and it's on a campground, but you can't be there from, you know, November 31st to, you know, January 31st. The power, the water's getting cut off to the whole thing, and
because of the government,
because of the regulations that it is, you can go there and like work on things,
mm-hmm.
but you have to be out of there by like 5 o'clock.
Wow.
And you can come in there at like 8. It's like a, you know, you're not allowed there these couple months, and that's, you know. And also,
you're saying they're controlling the amount of properties, basically,
well,
by doing
you
that.
Know, why can't my uncle come plug his camper in, you know, in my backyard, for example, and, you know, just live in his camper, you know, and he's got, you know, my uncle lives in a camper. And
yeah.
He's up here in the Northeast for a couple months, and he goes, you know, for part of the year, and he goes to Florida for the rest of the year, because, you know, they got seasonal campgrounds in Florida.
Well, I mean, if I were to answer that as the statist, I would say, well, it's because it's blight. It looks bad. We don't want your uncle around in his camper. He needs to go get a house like the rest of us people.
Well, how could he be safe in that camper? We don't want him freezing to death. He shouldn't
be out
there.
Yeah, it's for his own good.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's another one.
When I've seen these, like, you know, little crappy shacks in, like, St. Martin or St. Kitts and these little poor places and these cars, I was like, hey, people on the tour, I go, that's freedom right there.
Mm-hmm.
And code enforcement isn't harassing those guys.
Yeah, do they have code enforcement
no.
there at all? So out of time for the radio version of Free Talk Live. You can get more anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. If you want to hear more from us tonight, go to twitch.lrn.fm, where we'll be starting up here in just a few minutes with the Free Talk Live after show. No FCC censorship. Twitch.lrn.fm.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.